Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, today it was confirmed that Geoffrey Donaldson will be the new leader of the DUP after a difficult few years for the party and a disastrous few weeks. Is Donaldson the man to unite the DUP and retain its position as Northern Ireland's largest political party? Professor Pete Sherlow is director of the Institute of Irish Studies at the University of Liverpool, and he joins me now. Professor Sherlow, thanks for joining us on Drive Time. Geoffrey Donaldson is an MP rather than an MLA. If he wants to be Northern Ireland's First Minister, how quickly can that happen in practice?
Very quickly indeed. An MLA for the DUP basically would have to remove themselves and he would take their seat. He would be co-opted into their seat and he can become the First Minister as long as you get agreement from Sinn Féin within a matter of weeks.
Now, solving that problem creates another one for the DUP. It means they have to defend Donaldson's Westminster seat in a by-election. How safe is that seat for the DUP?
Well, it was one of the safest seats in Northern Ireland for any political party. But in the last election, the Alliance Party, a candidate called Sarah Eastwood, came within 6,000 votes and reduced a very significant majority that Geoffrey Donaldson had held in 2017. And of course, that vote for the Lagan Valley seat at Westminster will be critical because it'll be a real barometer of the challenges that the DUP may be facing, not only from the Alliance Party, but also from a rejuvenating Ulster Unionist Party as well.
Now, he said the Northern Ireland Protocol is his priority. How can he get a win on this, you know, in this regard when it involves negotiating with the EU?
He can't have a win automatically in the sense of this idea that, you know, that some unionists have the protocol will be removed or the protocol will be replaced. That's simply not going to happen. That type of negotiation between the UK and the EU is just not going to happen, and they're not going to unravel Brexit in that way. One of the issues is, without getting into the complexities of it, is clearly the UK government wants a risk-based approach to goods coming into Northern Ireland from Great Britain, whereas the EU is holding out for a rules-based approach. If the EU was to see that a risk-based approach might be appropriate, I'm sure Geoffrey Donaldson would claim that as a victory. So he may play the politics, which is, you know, that Jamie Bryson, Jim Allister type politics of, you know, the protocol undermines sovereignty, the protocol undermines Northern Ireland's place in the UK, it must be removed. He can play that up to a certain point. But clearly, if the EU and UK do negotiate a risk-based approach, then he can claim that also as a victory. The fundamental problem here is that the DUP have opened up two fronts. One is the vociferous traditional unionists who have turned against them. What also has happened over the last few years, and especially over the last few weeks, is the liberal wing of unionism has also turned against them. So they have a real major problem here in that they've ostracised the two wings of unionism within a matter of months.
Now, arguably, the biggest stick the DUP have is that they can threaten to pull down the executive. But how seriously will anyone take that, given how vulnerable they're looking if it triggers an election?
Well, what we know is when in the last collapse of the Assembly, the two political parties which suffered most were Sinn Féin and the DUP. It did not go down well with sections of the Northern Ireland electorate, many of whom went to the Alliance Party. I think in COVID, you know, hospital waiting lists, housing issues, that any party that brought down the Assembly would suffer electorally. I think one of the problems that Geoffrey Donaldson has is that there is a wing in his party thinks they can rebrand and redevelop unionism through a traditional route. That is gone. 51% of people who support the union don't vote for the DUP or the Ulster Unionists. The big shift that's taken place in the unionist community over the last 20, 30 years has been secularism and also social liberalism. And any idea that you can engage with the old politics of protest and bringing people onto the street just is not credible and will not deliver any electoral success anywhere in Northern Ireland.
And finally, and briefly, if you can, what kind of leader is he likely to be? And is there any guarantee he's going to stay in the job longer than Edwin Poots did?
Anybody will be staying in the job longer than Edwin Poots. He's a very capable person, a good negotiator, and very parliamentary, has a lot of experience. And as somebody who's very capable at, solving crises and problems. So he is a very capable leader. But of course, the problem is much wider than just his party.
OK, Professor Pete Sherlow, Director of the Institute of Irish Studies. Thank you.